The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is TNA wrestler Eddie Edwards, and you are listening to or watching Perched on the Top Rope podcast. Check it out. Follow us.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, Lee Walker III. And as you can see, who's joining me today, ladies and gentlemen, I have the TNA Tag Team Champions, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards. Guys, how you doing today?
Good, dude. Yeah. What's up?
Doing great. Now, TNA Under Siege is Friday, May 3rd in Albany, New York at the Washington Ave Armory. It can be watched on TNA Plus, Taylor TV, and for YouTube Ultimate Insiders, as the main event features the system of Moose, Eddie Edwards, and Brian Myers taking on Speedball Mountain and Matt Hardy, which originally was supposed to be Nick Namath, but you guys kind of took him out of the picture for this one. Brian, you haven't faced Matt since 2018. Eddie, you haven't faced Matt since 2017. What is it like for you guys, and what does it mean for TNA to have Matt Hardy back on the roster?
I do think it's important to have Matt Hardy on the roster because he is a legendary performer. You know, you're talking about somebody who was a part of the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era. He's a modern day pro wrestling superstar. So that lineage alone speaks for itself. And we know his involvement is going to bring more eyes to the TNA wrestling product. And ultimately, that's what we want. But obviously, we also want to kick his ass at Under Siege in Albany. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot has changed since Matt was, you know, in TNA last or Impact last. Things are different. The system's on top now. Like Brian said, it's great that he's here, you know, because people will be watching, and they're going to be watching the system get a win at Under Siege. No doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Eddie, speaking of Under Siege, your wife is teaming up with Masha Slamovich to take on Spitfire for the Knockouts Tag Team titles. Do you plan on being ringside in your wife's corner for that match?
You know, I have faith that they will get the job done. I don't know. I mean, of course, I'll be watching. I'll be ready just in case, but I plan on watching from the back gorilla position, waiting to celebrate her on her win. You know, it's been a long time coming, and this is a big opportunity. And I know that, you know, Masha will do what's needed of her, and Lish will get that championship gold around her waist for the first time here in TNA.
Awesome. And, you know, TNA has such a unique and diverse roster and is no stranger to picking up the hottest free agents, as we've seen with Matt Hardy, for example. Can you guys see anyone on the current roster, since Masha Slamovich is teaming with your wife, anyone you see on the current roster join the system, or any top free agents, like, you know, possibly former tag team partners like Trevor Lee, Davey Richards?
So the problem with that is that the system is very real, right? We're all real life best friends, you know, talk 24/7 every day. We're planning on a vacation this summer with our wives, and, you know, it's very real. So to just throw somebody in there would be tough. You know, it's got to be organic. But that said, we have talked about that, you know, the one thing missing from the system is an X Division guy, and that's something we would be open to, you know, for sure down the road.
If the fit was right, and you have to pass the test to be system approved. But yeah, like Brian said, it has to happen naturally. It can't be forced upon us. You know, there's something that we truly believe in, we live by. So we don't want to do anything to upset that balance, you know?
Okay. Now, when you guys took Nick Namath out of the picture for this match at Under Siege, did you have any clue that it would be Matt Hardy to be the one to step in? Did you guys have any idea who it possibly could have been, or any ideas that you thought could have stepped up?
I mean, we, you know, it was fun to end Nick Nemeth's, you know, TNA career. It was fun while it lasted. I'm wearing a shirt here to you know, commemorate his run at TNA Wrestling. And it was what it was, but, you know, he couldn't, you know, finish the story, no pun intended. You know, guys come in, they're supposed to, you know, win the big one. He just couldn't do it. So see you, Nick. And I guess if Matt's going to be the one to try it next, then so be it. You know, he's also not going to rejuvenate his career at the expense of the system.
Yeah, we will continue to spoil those dreams and those stories. You bring anybody in, it doesn't really matter. You know, we take out Nick. I mean, I wasn't overly concerned about if they would replace him or what they would do, because in the end, it doesn't matter. The system dominates, and that's just what we do.
And you've proven it with your track record, tag team champions, Moose being the heavyweight champion. You guys have held other championships too. For example, Brian, you've held the digital media championship. If or when Eddie, your wife, wins on Friday, has there been a thought of a possibility of going after all the TNA gold?
Oh, I mean, I think as long as we all have gold, that's a great start. But after that, we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't want to put a limit to the system. I mean, we'll take all the gold. I don't mind. We'll just take everything. That's fine.
Honestly, that sounded great the way you just said that. I mean, Lish could win the Knockouts tag and Knockouts championship. Eddie can get his X title back. I'll get my digital media title back.
Bing, bang, boom.
Grand slam, baby.
Easy.
All for it. Now, you know, speaking of a grand slam here, Eddie, you're getting your
save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
First action figure. And the TNA Series 1 Ultra line by the Powertown Wrestling Company. What does it mean for you to get your first action figure?
Man, it's bucket list. It's something that, you know, I never thought would happen. I didn't know if it ever would happen. And, you know, for me, I have a daughter and I have nieces and nephews, and this is something that I can show them, I can give to them. Spoiler alert, they all know what they're getting for Christmas, an Eddie Edwards figure. But I can give it, you know, I can show them, you know, all the hard work, all the time, you know, I have to travel and all this stuff. It's for a reason. And this is something that kind of symbolizes it. And Ryan has put a lot of work into it, you know, behind the scenes to get it done. So shout out to B Myers for getting it done. A lot of work has gone into this. So I'm just happy to see, you know, not only for myself, but for TNA as a whole to get action figures coming out. It's a big step in the right direction.
Awesome. And I'm going to follow up with that. Brian, I've listened to you on your show talk about the behind the scenes being part of that. What did it mean for you to help ENA get back into the action figure world?
I mean, there's so many things about it that are just such positives. You know what I mean? The first TNA action figures in over 10 years, you know, that was a big deal. I mean, all four people in Wave 1 are literally close friends of mine and people that I really wanted to, like Eddie said, you know, get this bucket list career thing done for them and done with a unbelievable, you know, quality company like Powertown. You know, it's not just like some rinky dink action figure. It's going to be a high end, like badass thing that's going to live forever. Right. You know, I think that's pretty cool. So, I've had a lot of fun, you know, being the, connective tissue from Powertown to TNA and, been very hands-on. I literally have a Powertown TNA call after this one to discuss some things. So, but it's all been, you know, a pleasure because it's dealing with people that I love and a hobby that I love.
Awesome. And Brian, you have figures yourself. What's it like to hear and watch your friends like Eddie get his first action figure?
Well, I mean, right now we're in the development stage and the pre-order is live on powertownwrestling.com. But when it's physically in his hands, you know, then it will be complete. And that's when I'll get the satisfaction. When I see, you know, his daughter running around backstage with it, that's like the ultimate, you know, satisfaction for me.
All right. Awesome. Now, guys, who would be your Mount Rushmore in TNA?
Ooh. Shark Boy. I'm just kidding. This is a tough question. I mean, yeah. Gotta put Double J on there because he's the guy that started it all.
Yeah. Had a
very successful TNA career, and he's probably my current favorite wrestler on
AJ.
Television.
AJ, you got to put on it.
AJ for the, you know, what he did for the product and bringing the new eyes and new wrestling fan to it. I think Kurt Angle has to be for being that first big get that really changed the game.
Can we put the machine guns as one head on the Mount Rushmore?
Right. I mean, it could be there. Absolutely. For the, what they've done for tag team wrestling. But I was going to say, man, how about Moose? Eddie Edwards. I mean, we got guys here that are carving a legacy. You know, maybe one day me, if I put some more time in, you know.
You could always, even Gail Kim, you could throw on there.
Gail Kim and the female department for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then there's the unsung heroes, you know, that I can't say enough about, like Frankie Kazarian, Eric Young, guys that are still getting after it, waving the TNA flag and doing it at the highest level.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my Mount Rushmore doesn't have just four. There's a lot there. So it's very hard to pick just four. Totally understand. Guys, if you could go back to your debuts, what would you tell yourself and why?
TNA debut or debut?
TNA debut.
Gary Dameron, Championship Wrestling, which debut?
We'll go with TNA debut.
All right. I've had a lot of debuts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to live in the past. I feel like everything happens for a reason. So I don't, you know, I don't like to think like this, you know, and everything since that debut, which actually was with Eddie, wrestling Eddie in a singles match for the world title. You know, my career, everything's been, my life and career has really been awesome. You know, I got fired in the pandemic and I truly did not know what my life was going to become or what happened. You know, I was so blindsided by that. And, you know, everything worked itself out in the best possible way. I almost feel like it was truly meant to happen because I found like true happiness out of it.
Yeah, for me, you know, I think it would just be to enjoy it. You know what I mean? Enjoy every step of the way, because you don't know when you're living in those special moments sometimes when you are. And we've talked about this, like this system right now, what we're doing, this is something that is a lot of fun, and we're loving everything that we're doing, and we need to make sure, you know, we sit back and enjoy it in the moment, because we don't want to look back and say, we should have enjoyed that more. It's over now. You know what I mean? So I just would make sure I continue to enjoy every step of the way.
Awesome. Guys, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to speak with me today. I want to thank TNA for allowing this interview to take place. Fans, don't forget TNA Under Siege in Albany, New York, Friday, May 3rd at the Washington Ave Armory. And you can watch it on TNA Plus, Tiller TV, and for those of YouTube, the Ultimate Insiders, as the main event will be The System taking on Speedball Mountain and Matt Hardy. Fans, remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. We're out.